And I have a very special story today. It's again about Jacob. Jacob, the troublemaker. He kept getting into so much trouble. He was in trouble with his father-in-law, Laban, and he was in trouble with his brother, Esau, and many others, all because of his own success. Now, it shouldn't surprise you that when you get all the toys, you'll be in trouble with all the boys. And that's what it was like for Jacob. Now, it's very sad when people can't be happy because someone else is happy. The root of that problem is envy, jealousy, malice, and pride. And you know the little chorus, envy, jealousy, malice, and pride, in my heart must never abide. But sadly, in this world, these things are all too common. Now, Jacob, the troublemaker, needed a lot of protection from his enemies who were out to get him. And in this story, you will learn many acts of God's protection in Jacob's life. And you will learn that God is able to protect you as well. Whatever dangers, whatever oppositions, that if you cry to the Lord in prayer, He will, in a marvelous way, deliver you even from your troubles. And even if you're like Jacob, who constantly got himself into trouble. Now, do you remember how Jacob left the land of Laban? He hastily gathered up his wives, his children, his servants, and his animals to quickly rush out of Syria to get away from Laban in secrecy. Well, after 3 days, Laban found out. And Laban rushed for 7 days to catch up with Jacob. But on the night before he caught up with Jacob, well, God met with Laban in a dream. And he took the sting out of his heart. God said to him, "Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, good or bad." God was obviously on Jacob's side, and God was watching out for Jacob, just as he promised. God softened Laban's heart so that he was kind and friendly toward Jacob, and he also didn't find the idols that Rachel had stolen from her father. And that's another sad story that we can't really get into here today. But instead of dealing with Jacob in anger, God moved Laban to put away his differences and to make friends with Jacob. Laban and Jacob made a covenant, they made an agreement that they wouldn't do each other harm. Now, this was marked by setting up stones on the mount that was called Galeed, meaning heap of witness. It was a covenant agreement between Jacob and his father-in-law. And so instead of acting in anger and hate, Laban was moved to kiss his children goodbye and to bless them. And so God wonderfully worked for good by changing Laban's heart. And this is how you should pray whenever you face times of trouble with difficult people. Pray that God will change their hearts to become soft and gentle. Pray for peace, not for war. And the Bible says God is able to make even our enemies to be at peace with us. And if you pray for that, you will prove God's good care over your life. But there is another big story, an incident in Jacob's life. Even on the same trip that he was leaving Syria to go back to Canaan to see his father Isaac, another incident where Jacob was wonderfully protected by his heavenly father. Jacob got the message that Esau, his brother, was coming in his direction with an army of 400 men. Now you should remember that Esau had never forgiven Jacob for stealing the covenant family blessing. And Esau was angry with God. He was angry with his family. And he was particularly angry with Jacob. And so when Jacob learned that his brother Esau was coming with an army of 400 men, he was scared out of his wits. He didn't know what to do. Well, Jacob decided to pray. And he reminded God of his command to have him return to his land and of his promise to deal well with him. And in prayer, Jacob cried out to God to deliver him from the hand of his brother. But Jacob also, the negotiator, shrewd character that he was, he thought of a plan to try and appease his brother Esau and change his anger. Jacob set up an array of gifts in various lines, and here's the count of all the gifts. 200 she-goats with 20 billy goats, 200 sheep and 20 rams, 30 milking camels with baby camels, 40 cattle and 10 bulls, 20 donkeys and baby donkeys, and that's more than 500 animals that Jacob gave as gifts to his brother Esau. And so they were all lined up in certain droves to make a big impression upon Esau to turn away his anger. Now Jacob knew that Esau loved stew. Remember that red pottage? Well, here were animals enough that Esau could have stew for every day and years to come. And Jacob instructed his servants to say to Esau, when he saw the gifts of these animals, "They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also, he is behind us." Jacob wanted Esau to feel honored and to be impressed with the great value of these animals as gifts, so that his angry heart would be softened. For as the Proverbs says, "A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath." Now, as well as that lineup of animals as gifts, Jacob placed his wives and children across the river Jabbok. He was really concerned for them. And then Jacob was all alone in the night. His servants were away out there. His wives and his children were away out here. And here is Jacob at a place called Peniel. And he's all alone in the darkness of the night. It was probably the most terrifying night of Jacob's life. And then he became conscious that there was someone with him. A man, it seemed. And then the man began to wrestle with Jacob. He tried to toss him off his feet. But Jacob was strong and he was stubborn. And he wrestled with this man, who really was the Lord. And the wrestling went on and on until the breaking of the day, until the unthinkable happened. This stranger hit Jacob in the thigh with such a force that he became numb and he began to limp. Do you know what it's like to get a Charlie horse when your muscle just tightens up as a cramp and you can't move? Well, that was Jacob. God immobilized him. He brought him to the place where he was unable to do anything for himself. And the stranger, who was the Lord, he asked, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the Lord said, "Thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." So Jacob got the blessing that night through pleading with the Lord and wrestling with the Lord. Now, whatever Jacob learned through that experience, he came to the sure conviction that all was going to be well. His wife was now safe. His children were now safe. He was safe. And it says, Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen the face of God, and my life is preserved." Well, the night the battle was won in prayer as the Lord wrestled with Jacob, his safety was secured. And he learned that safety doesn't come from man. Safety comes from the Lord. And I want you to learn that lesson. Your safety doesn't come from men. It comes directly from the Lord himself. And what do you know? The next day, Esau appeared. And there he came with that army of 400. But instead of attacking, he came friendly. There was no longer wrath. And Esau kissed his long-lost brother. He also rejoiced to meet Jacob's wives and children. And he marveled at how God had so blessed Jacob with so many children and servants and animals. He was mightily impressed. And so if you are filled with fear, learn to pray with all your heart unto the Lord. And you will prove that you will have power with God and power with men. That's what was said about Jacob. He had power with God and power with men. And that's what prayer can do when we trust the Lord in any time of trouble. And you'll get the victory. And boys and girls, I want you to join with me right now to pray for you. And I pray that God will take care of you and keep you in all your ways, just as the God of Jacob looked after him. He can also look after you. And so I want to pray and ask the Lord to graciously draw near and bless you. O Lord, I want to thank thee for the privilege of pastoring families and boys and girls, and to speak thy word to them. O Lord, would you blow away the chaff and bless the wheat, and make thy truth to abound in their hearts. And may this word be as good seed on good ground, and may glory be brought to your name over the lives of the children of this church. O God, I pray for your mercies. And just as you watched over Jacob so many times, Lord, will you be pleased through Christ Jesus to watch over the boys and girls of this congregation. I just ask thee to take them into your arms and bless them and be their Lord and Savior. And may each one be saved and each one be kept by your gracious and wonderful power. I pray this earnestly in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, boys and girls, I want to just reassure you that I love you. And I have always taken great joy in the joy that you've brought into the life of this congregation over many years for some of you. Now, in the weeks ahead, I will continue to do Bible stories, not from this pulpit, but I will do the story, put it on the website, and you can read it or hear it. I will record it. And of course, we'll continue to do the quiz along with it as well. And I have arranged with the elders of the church to do this until Sunday school is back again as normal, when this old pandemic is behind us. And so I hope that that will continue to be a ministry of help to the families, to the boys and girls of this church. And may the Lord wonderfully bless you.